Hare Krishna. This is Radha Suranidhi. We're continuing discussing verse 175. Kadarat yanmuktam kanchavaram samayata kadava samdasye chutita navamuktavalimapi kadava kasturiyas tilakamapi buya rachayata nikunjanta vrite navarti rane yogatamane. The first line, or the translation of the complete verse, is rewritten over here. When will I serve? These are three sevas. When will I serve the jewel among young maidens, Radha? Yovata mane. Yovan. Yovan means youth, teenager. Yovata. Yovata mane. Money means a jewel. Ratnamani. So he uses various phrases, Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, or Saraswati Pad, to glorify Radharani, because Radharani is his Ishtadev, Ishtadevata. So many beautiful phrases to glorify Radharani. Yovatamane, you're the jewel of all young teenage girls. You're the crest jewel. For all the sakis, she's the crest jewel, and what to speak of Krishna, she's the Radharani is not only the crest jewel of Krishna's head, but the jewel of his heart also. So, when will I serve that jewel among young maidens? By three different services. Rebinding Radharani's hair braid, which became loose during her love battles inside the kunj. Nikunj antar vrite navarati rane. And then I will restring a new necklace from the pearls that fell off the broken one. And I'll repaint Radharani's Kasturi Tilak, which is called Kam Yantra Tilak in the Govinda Lilamrita. It's a yantra. It's a machine which creates desire. Kam Yantra. Of course, the entire form of a woman is a machine which creates a desire in the mind of the man. But this is the focal point too. That's almost like the starter button. an old-fashioned car, you put in the ignition, you press a button or something. So when Krishna sees that tilak, then his mind starts spinning like the chakra that tilak is in a circular shape. Two circles, one above the other. A very beautiful tilak. So we'll look at line one. Kada, there's three kadas here. When this. Kada rat yunmuktam kanchabaram aham samyamayata. Kanchabaram means the hair braid. It's very nice. Loosened means unmukti. Means liberated. When your hair braid is bound, it's bound. The three pieces are tied together to make a hair braid. And mukti, now that it has mukti, Sanskrit is very wonderful. Unmuktam, kanchabaram, rati. This is rati means, of course, rati krida means love play. And due to your love play, and I will do that, I will braid it. So I'm mentioning here that this is, Saraswati Pad is listing three, what we call rahasya sevas. Very personal, very intimate, at a very delicate moment, right after the divine couple, immediately after the divine couple have finished their loving exchanges in the Navalata Mandir on the Alinde or Kalindi Tata on the banks of Yamuna. And the Manjari is ever ready and ever watchful and ever attentive to her seva, immediately scurries into the kunja, drops her hand from the ceiling fan that she's pulling from outside the kunja on the alinde, on the terrace, and runs inside to do the needful. Radharani is all messed up, as we say in colloquial language. Her hair is in disarray. So she just sits up, and then the mantra is immediately, all of a sudden hands just appear out of nowhere. And so, oh, watch out. I was thinking of that. Yeah, because ladies like to look nice, when it's because soon the Sakis will come in and taunt Radharani and joke with Radharani and try to poke fun at her. So she's going to be one step ahead of all those Sakis by being fully dressed, redressed, and re-ornamented and decorated, and looking exactly like she did 5 hours before when she entered the clinch. And then Krishna will say, "Oh, this Manjari," and then she'll turn to the Manjari. Krishna will turn to the Manjari and say, "Oh, Sakis, oh, Lalita Vishakha, this Manjari stayed inside the kunj the whole night. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even touch Radharani. Just look, not even one hair is moved from place." So this is the Chaturya Seva, the expertise in Seva. So they joke like this. And the Manjari says, "Yes, and don't try to do it this again. I let you off easy this time." Anyway, so the first line is showing how this Rahasya Seva, the selfless kinkaris. So the setting, if you try to find a setting along a line of analysis to enter deep into the shlokas that we're reading and reflecting upon and hopefully meditating on and entering into in our own crippled way, depending on our extent of our rati and purity of mind and heart, then we can think, oh, where, who's there, what's happening? That's obvious, we've said it. Oh, when is it? Where is it? We have some idea. Kunja antar, it's inside the kunj, some kunj somewhere, but when? Because when are Radha and Krishna inside the kunja? And then we have to think, is it Madhyan Lila Radhakund? Somewhere between 1 o'clock and 3:30, when they may be inside the kunja, 1 and 3:30 p.m. Or could it be, when is it also, kabe or kada? Is it in the ratri lila or nisha lila? At the same time, after rasa dancing and evening water sports in the Yamuna, if it's summer, and wandering and so many things, and finally they relax and recline and a flower bed and enjoy their amorous affairs, and then that's afterwards they want to be redressed. So we can't, that would have to be discovered in our own consciousness. Is it the afternoon, or is it the evening, or is it both? And is it simultaneously happening, because it can be that way also. So it could be, the setting could be anywhere. So he's, of course, as usual, as is indicated in the Tika, Saraswati Pada is first seeing this whole Leela that he's describing. It's very real. It's a very real vision and a real experience for him, which is so important and valuable that they took the trouble to record it in Sanskrit, etched on a palm leaf for all eternity, for us to read, to meditate upon, to pray to the verse, pray to Saraswati Pad, pray to Tungavidya, pray to Saraswati in his Manjari absorption, pray to Radha and Krishna, that someday such mercy and such sporty and vision will come to us. And then when he comes externally, then of course he records it, as I mentioned. And this is one vision of a portion of Radha and Krishna's Nitya Leela. So to swallow the ocean is a little difficult. To swallow the ocean of Leela, of Radha and Krishna's Leela, with one gulp, one. So better you take drops at a time. So these verses in the Stavavali, Vilakvasa Manjari, Radharasudaniti, selected verses in Utkalika Vavali, or Prarthana. These are key verses. Of course, there's the Nitya Leela books, Govinda Leelamrita, Bhavanamrita. They have so many sevas are mentioned there. Even it's said, the Manjari does this, the Manjari does that. And even when it doesn't say the Manjari is doing this, or Kasturi Manjari is doing that, or Rupa Manjari is doing this, it says some Saki. But any one of those sevas can be done by the meditative sadhaka. In the Manjari Bhava Upasana, he can be Chitra, maybe describe, oh, Chitra Sakhi is painting Radharani's face at Pratak Leela when she's getting dressed and ornamented and decorated. before she goes to Nandagram to cook Krishna's breakfast. So today it's Chitrasakhi, because Govinda Lilamrita is only one day and gives a general pattern. Because in the very beginning of the Govinda Lilamrita, beginning means one of the beginning chapters, Jatila is addressing her daughter-in-law, Radharani. She's saying, whatever the Sanskrit word is, oh, daughter-in-law, today is Sunday. Today is Sunday. You have to do Surya Puja, especially on Sunday, because Sunday is the day to worship the sun god, Surya. So it's indicating there, today is Sunday. So that's that day, the whole Astakala, Astayama, eight portions that are expanded and described in Govinda Lilamrita are all happening on one Sunday. And our acharyas tell us that this is a pattern, a template to give a rough idea of what's going on in the spiritual world, but it's not mechanical, it's not fixed, it's fluid, it's changing, and any given day, even the whole sequence can change. Krishna can, in other words, eight distinct kalas may become six distinct kalas, or the whole pattern, they may, instead of doing 10 different pastimes in Madhyan Leela Radhako, and they may just swing for 5 hours. They may do Julan Leela for 5 hours. Or they may just play in the water for 5 hours. Oh, it's time to go to Surya Puja. Jatila is coming down the road looking for me. And Kutila. So it's quite flexible. It's just giving some shape for the beginner to meditate on, to get the general conception and picture of the spiritual world. They're busy, they're doing lots of wonderful leelas and pastimes in all these different settings and places. In the biography of Siddha Krishnadas from Manasiganga and Govardhan, there's three or four Siddha Krishnadases famous in Vrindavan, but he was the most prolific writer of all of them, and wrote many books on Leela and how to meditate and whatnot in Bengali. So he was described in his Charitra, his life story, how he was training as a Shiksha Guru. He was training the disciples of many other gurus and the Rag Marg and how to do their Manjari Bhava Upasana. So he was telling them that, as is generally told, which is also written in Gaura Govinda Smarana Padati, that one should think of the Leela according to the time. And generally the guru will tell the disciple the same answer if you ask, how should we meditate on Krishna? Oh, he said, according to time, because that's what it says there, Dhyan Chandra's Padati. He says, oh, now it's 3:15. This is just the last danda. Danda means 24 minutes, half a muhurta. Muhurta is 48 minutes. This is the last danda of Radhakund Leela, 3:15 till 3:36. And they scurry off and run off to Kanjara, and or Krishna goes to Kanjara to change clothes into a Brahmin, disguise himself as Vishva, Sharma. Sharma means Brahman, and Vishva means universe, so the universal Brahman. Like all-arounder Brahman. Because he's Vishwarup, so now he's Vishva Sharma. Very clever name. And so this is the last 15 minutes, I can't recall just now. So then the Leela will shift, the whole setting will shift from Radhakund in 15 minutes and go to Suryakund, which is 45 minutes by human walking time. But for Krishna, it's a few minutes. Siddha Krishnas was training his disciple, when it's afternoon, you meditate an afternoon Leela. So you sit down to meditate at 8 o'clock at night, and you say, oh, I want to meditate on Pratak Leela, Radha and Krishna, or Krishna waking up in Nandagam, or Radharani waking up and bathing in Yavat or Barsana. That's not what's told. If it's 8 o'clock at night, then you have to meditate on Shayan Leela, as it's described in Govinda Lilamrita, from 6:36 until 8 o'clock at night or so, or 6 to 8:36 p.m. So you're meditating at 8 or 7:30. So this is exactly how Siddha Krishnadas was instructing his disciple. You should meditate in krama. Krama means steps or sequence. This time, this meditation, this lila, and all the books are set up like that. But then, following the concept I'm giving of the fluidity of the lila, and it can move, Krishna can spend all 6 hours. If you look at Madhyan Lila Radhakund, there's Holi and Jalgeli and Julin and Banbihar and Bhangamana, and then Bhojan Lila, and then playing Chopra, and then Ratikeli and sleeping and drinking Madhupan. There's so many pastimes. Every 24 minutes, there's 3 or 4 power-packed pastimes. It's unbelievable. Every danda, there's so many pastimes. That's another little small book he wrote, Dandatmika Seva, to give it even more precision tuning to the Mandri Upasaka or the Raghunuga Bhakta wants a precision, Swiss precision watch, or Swiss or German, famous for these type of things, precision timing. So if you want to really hone it down and do precision meditation, there's Dandatmika Seva. And that was included in one English publication by Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita, or whatever it's called, Srila Narayan Raj, Nityadhammaka, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Raj, he published the book in English. Of course, it was his disciples. He published it in Hindi. But his disciples published Sankalpa Kalpadruma in English by Vishwanath Chakravarti, as we did also. And the back of his book, which is not part of Vishwanath's book nor his writings, but as an addendum to the book or appendix to the book, he included Babaji's writing, interestingly enough, or Siddha Krishnadas Babaji's Dandatmika Seva, which is narrated there. Maybe you've seen every 24 minutes. Or just go on Google, type in Dandatmika Seva PDF free download and see what you come up with. I'm sure you can catch it for free, like all my books and everything else you want. So that's there. That's very precision. So the disciples that he was training in bhajan, he was training this student, Siddha Krishnadas and Manasiganga, about 120 years ago or so, that you meditate like this on this krama. Now it's 8 o'clock, you meditate on the 8 o'clock lilas. Now it's 1 p.m. to 1 p.m. So there was Radhakund, he was meditating from 6 o'clock, 7. Now he's in Madhyan Lila Radhakund. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's hot. Radha and Krishna are in Radhakund. They're having Jalkeli. They're splashing. And Krishna's diving under the water and hiding in the blue lotus flowers. And the gopis are worried, where is Krishna gone? And they're looking for him and looking for some signal. And then Brinda Devi saw that there was some beehive. There's some beehive in a kadamba tree. High in the branches of a kadamba tree, there's a beehive. And the beehive was dripping honey. And that kadamba tree was hanging over Radhakund. It still is. We can't see it. It is hanging. Because when we talk about transcendence, there's no was. Krishna wasn't was. Krishna is. He's nitya. We are is, we are eternal. So there is a kadamba tree, an apricot lila, hanging over. And Brinda Devi, everyone's like, and Radharani says, Krishna, Krishna, kahan, Krishna, where is Krishna? They're looking for, he's hiding there, his face is the same color and hue as the blue lotus flower. And it's so expansive and beautiful. And there's always bees hovering around Krishna's hair and his face, because he wants to get the nectar there. So there's so many bees hovering around the lotus flowers, so they can't distinguish between Krishna's lotus-like face, blue lotus face, and the smiling blue lotus face of Krishna, who's laughing it quite a bit, and the smiling faces of the blue lotus flowers blossoming in Radhakund. So they have to be more precise in their investigation to discover the hideout of Krishna. Where is he? We were splashing him. We were defeating him like anything. Oh, no, stop. And in the middle of the, instead of saying, I surrender, he dove underwater and ran away. Coward that he is. Coward that Krishna is. That means you run away, coward. He dove under the water and disappeared. That's one way to end a fight. Having a fight, okay, all of a sudden, hey, where'd he go? Like Ravana. If you read the Ramayana, when Ram was fighting Ravana, Ravana had the mystic cities because he worshipped Shiva. So he had so many Asta cities. And one city he had was to become invisible, then rematerialize somewhere else. So they're fighting in the battlefield in Lanka, Ram and Ravana, and he's shooting arrows, ta, you this, that, and they're cursing at each other, you know, this, that, and shooting arrows like Kshatriyas do, and all of a sudden, hey, Ram would say, where is he? And Ravana disappeared, and he went in the sky with his chariot, invisible chariot in the sky, and he started shooting arrows from the sky. He said, where is he? And then it's all there, all that exciting Ramayana stuff. So anyway, back to the pastime. Radha and Krishna's hiding in the blue lotuses, and the Vrindadevi and the Sakis are looking for some indication of his whereabouts, or rather his hideout. And they're looking in this kadamba tree, and they see this beehive high in the tree, and there's little bit of honey, ding, ding, dripping down into Radhakund. It's going down all the way down into Radhakund, right where the blue lotus flowers are. And they notice that there's what they thought was a blue lotus flower. As they looked closer, it was somebody going like this. And Krishna, the Kadamba tree, thought, what a great opportunity to serve my Lord. He's exactly right under me. If I just open the valve on my honey hive here, open the little valve here, I can drop some honey from the tree and it will fall down and land right in Krishna's mouth where he was hiding. So Krishna was drinking honey from the Kadamba flower honey from the tree and laughing at the same time. And Vrindadevi said, he's there. See that? And then she explained her expertise in discovering the hideout of Krishna. Radharani, look, see that Kadamba tree? It's hanging over there. See that beehive? See that tiny little golden trickle? See it? Can you see it? It's very small. Oh, yeah, I see it. Just follow it. Down, straight. Where does it go? Hey! Shamsundar! Hey, Shamsundar! All the gopis run over there. So, in this way, this is the pastimes at Radhakund. So, this devotee, the student being, or this Babaji being trained by Siddha Krishna, he's meditating on Madhyan Leela, this Jalkeli. And during the course of the Jalkeli, Radharani came out of the water, and all the Manjaris gathered around her to dry her, and with nice blue towels, by the way, naturally. What other color would she dry herself with? And they wrap Radharani in a nice blue towel, and they gather her hair and all these things. And one Manjari was saying, oh, let me take off these wet ankle bells I'll put on dry. Oh, Radharani, one ankle bell fell off. Oh, those were my favorite ankle bells. Shamsundar gave me those. Oh, where'd they go? Oh, I think it's in the kund. I'll look for it. So then the sadhaka, this is his meditation, he dove, or she or whatever, as Manjari Sarup, the Babaji, dove into Radhakund looking for the ankle bell. And searching. Madhyan Leela, Shayan Leela, or Aparan Leela, then Shayan Leela, Pradosh Leela, Rachi Leela, 6-7 hours just looking. And then next morning came and met Siddha Krishnadas, his teacher in Rag Marg, in this Astakali Leela Smaran. He said, oh Guruji, oh Baba, you told us to meditate on that according to the time, if it's Pratak time, morning time, meditate on Radha Krishna's Pratak Leela. And throughout the day, we're supposed to spend our day chanting 1 lakh, 2 lakh japa, and then meditating on these Leelas and doing our seva there. But I'm sorry, please forgive me, I'm very bad. I was not able to do that. I was not able to carry out your order. I got to Madhyan Leela. It was very, very sweet, very, very sweet scenes were unfolding in my heart by your mercy and the mercy of Yogamaya and Guru Varg. And then I just Radharani lost an ankle bell, and I spent all afternoon, evening looking for the ankle bell. And then Siddha Krishna said, "Yes!" And he embraced him and said, "This is the perfection of meditation." So what this story is illustrating is the point that I made, that you can follow the krama, this time meditate on this lila, or you may get lost in one particular lila. But generally, if you are guided by a teacher, realized teacher in this field, they generally say to meditate on the lila according to the time. And one of my other teachers, when he asked his guru about this point, he said, "Yes, this is what is told. This is the traditional way of meditation." But then his guru told him, he said, "Frankly, if you think of Krishna in any way, at any time of the day, that's good. Forget about the time. If you sit down after work, because many of you, most of you are probably married, working, whatever, or single and working, whatever situation, and it's not we have all day to meditate. So we may have favorites, people, it's natural, favorite leelas. So it's also not wrong to sit down and get lost in your favorite leela. And you're meditating on bathing and dressing Radharani at 11 o'clock at night after you finish coming back from work. Very, very good." So his teacher told him, he said, "Listen, in this age people have so little time and their minds are so crazy and they have so little ruchi or attachment or steadiness or determination for any type of bhajan. If they remember Krishna and Radharani and their pastimes and at any time of the day, in any kind of way, that's very, very good. And it's anukulya for bhakti and anukulya for developing one's attachment and love for Radha and Krishna. Somehow or other, remember Radha and Krishna." That's basically what's told. So this first line is simply saying that Radharani's hair has come undone. And these services, this is a prayer, a hankering for Radha's sevas, especially these three very personal services. I mean, braiding someone's hair, it couldn't be more personal. First, before you braid the hair, you know you have to gather it and then separate it and comb it and then there's even verses in Sankalpa Kalpajruma, so many descriptions about all the different acharyas and different padakartas and poets have written about the various services of Radha and Krishna, especially Radharani, who is the object of our focus and meditation, primarily in the Manjari Bhava Upasana. And they say things like, "Radharani, when I'm given the service of brushing your hair or combing your hair, when I'm combing your hair, I will consider each strand," which means piece, "each strand of your hair is more valuable to me than millions of my lives." Now, usually when ladies personally brush their hair, especially if it's really wiry type, they just go, you know, and all this big dot, you know, that's a big, and they just throw out tons of hair every time. Or it's hair fall and all these anomalies of the modern times because our nutrition is so bad and hair is so bad, people's hair. 30-year-old girl, her hair just falls out and becomes gray by the time she's 35. Men also, let's say 25. It's not their fault. It's the bad food and bad air and genes or whatever, who knows. So, but there, one strand of hair. And having an ashram, I've seen so many strands of hair everywhere. My chokidar sometimes refuses to clean the bathrooms because it's too gandhi, you know. And dirty, you know. So here, this is great. So these are very personal services that the kinkari, the Radha's kinkaris, they're very expert in seva. As I often say, that every part of the Manjari's divine form and transcendental mind and heart exists simply to serve Radha and make her happy. That's an essence of everything I've read and gathered, and it's worth repeating. Every part of the divine form. The divine form is your siddha-deha, your sarup-siddha, siddhi, or siddha-deha generally called, which is realized by you or given to you or appointed or however, somehow, by divine intervention, you receive familiarity and awareness of your eternal spiritual form. However way it comes, it's the mercy of Krishna. Through dream, through piece of paper, through revelation, through meditation on the Samasti Guru and the Guru Varg, divine revelation to Guru and spoken and written and given to disciple. Any way, anywhere, anyhow, if one has the adhikar and the fortune and the eligibility that somehow such a great gift is given, it is indeed your divine form. Oh, you got your spiritual body in a dream. That's bogus. You have to get from Guru. No, I got my spiritual body by chanting Hare Krishna. This Kali Yuga, people fight about everything. Even there's a group of devotees. We all have the same idea that Radha and Krishna are the Ishtadeva. Oh, you don't come this way. You didn't get it this way, so it's not right. But divinity cannot be restricted, and revelation and divine kripa is causeless. There's no measuring it. How it comes, where it comes, and why it comes. Why does the acharya here at Radhakund, he has disciples, he's initiated for 10 years, and he has not given them Siddha Pranali, and they're Bengalis, they're not from Russia. 10 years. And they're like everybody else, they're nice, good people, and they do their bhajan. But somehow the Guru has not decided. And there are other devotees that come and for a year or so they get diksha, maybe a year later, 6 months, they get their Siddha Pranali. It's all very, very individual. How that will happen, where and when it'll happen. When the eagerness is there, you're eager, you're desirous, you're genuine, you're hankering, you're crying, you're praying, Krishna will make adjustments. He'll make arrangements. It's that simple. It's not some form that, oh, you go over here and get in line number two. Line number two is the green line for Indian citizens. Line number one is for the visitors to India. Please have your papers ready. But if you're in the green line, just walk right in. Smile, Hare Krishna. You show your passport, you know, like me. So, when you're coming to your homeland, there's no problem. So this is what I've seen in the modern devotee sangha, even devotee. No, that's not the way. No, I got it like this. No, that's wrong. It's very amusing. Krishna's never wrong. Krishna's everywhere. He's in every atom. He's in your brain. He's in your heart. He's in the Guru, he's in the Shiksha Guru, he's in the Diksha Guru. There's no limitation. It's only available here. There's no other shop. Like in India, they have these, because everybody does duplicates and lookalikes. So you buy a box of sweets, and it says, you know, Swami Sweet Shop, just to give that name. I don't want to say the actual name. We have no other outlet. There's only one Swami, it says right on the box. We're the original Swami Sweet Shop. Don't be fooled by the fake Swami Sweet Shop across the street. We have no other branches, no other outlets, you know, because somebody will go down to another side of town and look around. Well, that's pretty far. He's in Greater Kailash, I'm in Chandni Chowk, and he puts up a sign, Swami Sweet Shop. Oh, this must be an outlet. No outlet, it must be a branch. So same reputation, same good quality, and you go in, same high prices. And it's a rip-off. So, it's not like that. If you're serious and hankering, you want to be Radharani's dasi, she'll accept you. Lita Sakhi, there's one verse glorifying Lita Sakhi. She's just looking. Lita Sakhi is just wandering around Braj, looking for sadhakas that want to make Radharani their life and soul. And as soon as someone turns their heart and mind to Radharani with a serious... See, even insentient beings can appreciate Mahaprasad. See, we kind of put this protective armor here. And then hopefully the flies will not like it. Yesterday we had a mala around the microphone. We thought, because flies coming all the time here, and then here. So then we put mala, it looked a little strange. So the idea was fragrance drove, they didn't like it. So now, anyway. So this is the idea, I'll repeat that sentence, that every part of the Mundri's divine form and transcendental mind and heart exists simply to serve Radha and make her happy. That itself is like a perfect sutra to live by, to meditate on, and to strive for. So this very verse highlights the expertise of a Mundri's hands. And all these, I noted here that you're braiding hair, you're applying tilak, and you're stringing pearls. There's all the indriyas. We serve with our hands, with our eyes, with our ears, with our mouth, with our feet. We run behind Radharani and Abhisar. So we're serving with our feet and our hands. We're carrying a tray of some tambul and some pan, tambul pan, or some perfumes and a mala and maybe hairbrush or whatever, maybe already in the kunja. So in this way we're serving. So here the Mundri's highlights the expertise of a Mundri's hands, their sense of touch. And the Mundri's have such a special touch that first the Mundri rearranges Radharani's hair and reties her hair braid with her very deft finger movements. And elsewhere it's explained, he explains, the same author we covered last year, he says, when will I disentangle your hair from Krishna by using my fingernails? So the Mundris have built in, their fingers are automatic combs. Their fingernails like a built-in comb. They're just using their fingernails to separate Radharani's hair. It's almost like a dance, you know, with their fingernails. So they have, besides cosmetic value, or the women's fingernails, but here in the kingdom of Seva, in the kingdom of Leela, as I mentioned, every part of the gopis' bodies exists not for fashion, like, hey, gopas, look at my fingernails. Or, wow, nice finger paint, you know, nail polish, whatever you call it. But no, their nails are for this. Maybe sometimes if Krishna gets out of line also. I never read that. But they do tell him some pretty cutting words sometimes when he does get out of line, that they do that. They cut Krishna with their court speech. So when will I disentangle your hair with my fingernails? So this shows here in this line number one that the Mundris are very expert in hair care and hairdressing. It's a very popular activity these days. In Delhi, Indian women are mad about hairdressing and hair care. Back in the 80s and 90s, there was only a couple hairdressing stores in Delhi. Now there's hundreds of them because it's so popular. People are really mad about serving their hair in different ways. I had one friend, one devotee friend actually, he had one hairdressing, whatever they call it, salon or whatever. And he told me it's a really booming business, and he opened three more in 10 years. Because ladies are so mad about fashion. Whatever. But we don't pay much attention to all that. So this is line one. It shows it's a beautiful, intimate, personal seva. And there's hundreds of pastimes involving Radharani's hair and what to speak of Sringarvat. That's the famous one that comes to mind. Or Krishna. It's so nice. Everyone knows Sringarvat, which is also called Nityanandavat, on the banks of the Yamuna near Radha Damodar. And there's a famous painting there that's depicted in various Brikama books. Not very good quality painting, but Indian style, nice bob. And it's considered to be the Chitramurti of that Leela Stali. It's been there a long time. And it's a little When you walk in the door, it's on the back side, right hand side, up away from the deities. Some steps there, you go up the steps, and there's a little Chitra Murti, the painting of this Leela, and behind there is some of the actual sand and the Braja Raj, where Radha and Krishna were sitting there, and everyone takes some, puts on their head. That's the Yamuna bank of Sringaravat, and the Vat tree, the banyan tree, is long since gone. And what's left is a petrified form of that tree, which is 5,000 years old. You must have seen. It's hard and dry and called petrified wood. Very old. But depicts a very beautiful Leela. And there, in that circumstance, Radharani's in Maan, and Krishna's trying to break her Maan, so he's sitting behind her, combing her hair. And one Mandri is holding a mirror. And she's holding the mirror in front of Radharani in such a way that Radharani can see Krishna's face. Krishna thinks that Krishna's not aware. Krishna's looking at Radharani's beautiful jet black hair and just very carefully combing her hair and trying to be very nice and delicate and careful and expert. And then Mandri's in front of Radharani holding a mirror. Darpan, and Radharani is looking in the mirror, and Krishna figures she must be looking at herself, and how am I doing, and this and that. But she's looking to see Krishna's face. So then, to play with Krishna, Radharani, to play with him, she makes sounds, she goes, oh, you know, like, oh, oh, like if someone is not brushing your hair right, your mother or something, when you're a little girl, like, ow, mommy, you know. You pulled my hair, you know. You may forget, it's been a while back, you know. I see it all the time when I walk up the streets. The girls sit, everything's out in the street. They sit on the steps of their house and the mother's brushing it. Ow! I immediately think of this. It's very nice. So then Radharani and the Manjari are making some fun with Krishna. Because he's like totally serious. He's like in samadhi with this hair, you know. He's like, right, looking, because, you know, he's trying to make Radharani happy with him and satisfied, so he doesn't, try expert, you know. But he never does that. Someone does his own hair when he gets dressed. He's a Yuvaraj. He just sits there and some suckers brush his hair. Or Mandri's also there when he bathes and dresses. Mandri's are also there. So he's just, you know, he's the king's son. So here he's the humble servant of Radharani. And Nandagram in the morning at 7 o'clock, he's the Yuvaraj, Brajasuno, Brajendranandan. And there's so many servants, Bayoda and Patri, this one. Someone's tying his ankle bells on, someone is painting his face, someone is doing his, you know, manicure, and someone is brushing his hair, and he's just sitting there on the dais, Sringar dais, getting attended to by all his servants, Mandris and the dasas. So here he's, oh, Radharani Daso Asmi, Dasi Ano Dasi. So Radharani goes, oh, and Krishna says, oh, Radharani. And Krishna comes in the front, I'm sorry, did I hurt you? No. So then he's, oh, I have to be really careful now. I have to be really attentive. So Krishna's so attentive. Oh. And then Krishna's thinking, then Krishna looks in the mirror, then he sees Radharani looking with the eyes at the Mandri, like, we're having good fun with Krishna. We're playing with him. Then he realizes, oh, you two are making fun of me. So this is going on at Sringarvat. This is another, you know, hairdressing Leela with Krishna. So this first verse, you know, when, kada kanchabaram unmuktam, kada Rati on Muktam Kanchavaram Aham Samyamayata. When will I braid and comb your hair, Radharani, Kada, Kave, after you've enjoyed your love play with Krishna and your hair braid, your vaini has come, Mukti has come, says on Muktam. It's become completely loose, just hanging there like this. So that's line one. And line two is telling that it says, line two says, when can I collect all the pearls, the moti, Moti Ratna, all the pearls that snapped off your pearl necklace during your exchanges with Krishna, a little, some tussling and whatever, and they're all scattered all over the kunja and all over the flower beds, so the mantri is going around picking them up with a new string and making mala. You can imagine how this world, we live in this external world, but no one knows what treasures we're relishing and experiencing in our internal world. Like a lady sitting in a Krishna Bala Mandir, she's stringing a mala. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm making this mala for Shamsundar. She may say, I'm making a garland for Shamsundar. But in her mind, she's thinking, oh, I'm picking up these pearls. This is a pearl necklace. Or this is a garland that Krishna, I'm going to give this to Radharani. And she can actually be thinking of Leela, and that someone outside thinks, oh, she's taking these flowers from this basket. She's putting on this needle, and she's going like this, and tying like this. So this whole internal world. So in line 2 it says, Kada samdasya dasya chutitanava muktavalimapi. Simple enough. But the mantri, I wrote here, the mantris are tender kishoris, sukumari kishori. They're very young girls. They're only 12 or 13. Very innocent, very simple. Their hands are very small. They have very agile and very nimble fingers. And they can quickly and expertly restring a new necklace from Radha's broken pearl necklace destroyed during her love skirmishes with Shyam. They can quickly restring the pearl necklace destroyed during her love skirmishes with Shyam. Why quickly? Because any minute now, the Vyasasakis, Lalita and Vishakhi will run into the kunja because they want to catch Radharani, pearls all scattered all over the place, hair like this. And they'll say, ah! What have you been doing? But when they finally come, so the mantris have to be so fast. So these little hands, very fast picking up. They're picking up all the pearls are so small. If you have big hands, it's hard. If you have small hands, it's easy. So a 12-year-old girl, she doesn't have big ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So very quickly. So I was seeing this note and noted it. So that when, as I mentioned, 20 minutes ago, when the Sakis finally come, they'll say, Radharani, every single hair is exactly in place. And your makeup, your ornamentation, everything. It seems that you just sat on this flower bed all night. And you didn't even look at Shyam. She said, yes, I didn't even talk to him. I just sat here all night. And then the Sakis look at Krishna, is that right? And he said, that's right. And it was, and how so? This all because of this manjari. And they put all the blame on the manjari. Who is you? Then all the Sakis look at you. Oh, you're very bad, you know. So this is, that's line 3. I mean 2. Then line 3 is, now it's Kasturi Tilak. Kada Kasturiyas Tilakam. Kasturi Tilak. And there's so many bhajans in Braj Bhasha. And also in Bengali about Kasturi Tilak. Krishna wears Kasturi Tilakam. I think there's a verse in Krishna Karnamritam. It says Kasturi Tilakam. Krishna also wears Kasturi Tilak. But he also wears Chandan Tilak. And he wears Kasturi Tilak when? In the winter. Because it's heating, it's warm. And he wears Chandan or Sandalwood Tilak when? In the summer, because it's cooling, like we put chandan. And then he also wears Gorochan tilak, which is some pigment that's produced in a cow or something like that. Different ideas about it. Something to do with the cow, some type of excretion or pigment or something. And that becomes a coloring agent, or it becomes a substance which they somehow use for tilak. And it's the color of that is something like these page markers. It's yellowish, golden yellowish green, slightly green yellow type. And Krishna mostly wears this Gorochan tilak many times because that's the color of Radharani. He wraps his body with a Pitambara dhoti, with a yellow dhoti. And he's thinking, oh, Radharani is wrapped around me. She's embraced me on all sides. And Radharani wears Nilambara. Pitambara, Nilambara. Ambara means covering. Radharani is Ambara. She's covered by Nilam, by the blue, the dark blue sari that she wears most of the days, afternoons. Sometimes also red sari, white sari. Once I asked if Radharani wears any other colors, and they said, yes, these are, she can wear any color she wants. Ladies are ladies. But generally, she's depicted like this. Why red sari? Just like Indian women, why they wear red on Sunday? Because red is the color of Surya. And why they wear white on Monday? Because white is the color of Chandra. And why they wear coral color on Tuesday? Because coral is kind of pinky, orangey red. That's the color of Mars. What do you call it? Mangal. Mangal Grahan. And why they wear green on Wednesday? That's the color emerald or green. That's the color of Bud or Mercury. And why they wear yellow on Thursday? That's the color of Jupiter, Guru, Brihaspati. And why they wear silver on Friday? That's the color of Shukra Grahan. Shukra Grahan means Venus. And generally deities are also color coordinated to wear those colors, if you take notice. The exception is on Purnima, all deities will wear white, and on Amavasya, all deities will wear dark blue or even black. But Niskan, they do all whatever they do. Sometimes they follow that, sometimes they don't. I've seen. I once asked the Hepajarya in Vrindavan about why don't you follow that? They said, we have so many outfits. We have so many different colors, and they're all very costly, beautiful outfits, and we want to offer them all. So they have like 20 outfits that they rotate, you know, through 20 different days or so. So they're all different colors, oftentimes not quite on the color of the day. I mean, the main outfit. Maybe they have some idea that the morning outfit matches the day. I don't know. It's quite a science. But this is the general template. So Radharani, because it's Naralila, and as Indian women, especially in the villages, even follow this rule, even today, or at least they used to, up until 20 years ago, Radharani, on Sunday, which is red day, she wears a red dress, crimson red dress, because that's, she wants to make Suryadev happy. Because she's going to Suryakund, ultimately going to Suryakund, to do puja. And although Radharani's favorite dress is, oh, that works, actually. Radharani's favorite dress is the blue one. Krishna's favorite dress is the red one. Because, naturally. Because when the red one is passionate. Red is passion, Rajagun. It excites his passion. Blue is kind of boring. That's his color. What's exciting about that? He's not excited about blue, otherwise he would wear blue. He wears yellow because he's excited about Radharani, Taptakanchana Gaurangi, so he wears Pitambara Dhoti. In Mayapur, our pujaris there, Pankajangri and Jananivas, the twins, angel twins, whatever they call them, they are the pujaris there, and you know, the chief ones. And I was oftentimes there in the summertime for a month or two, for years. I said, every day it seems that Madhava has yellow on. He said, yes, we have this bhav that because Krishna likes Pitambara Dhoti, that every day you'll have some shade of yellow. Yellow, goldy yellow, orangey yellow. Have you ever noticed? I don't know if it's still the same. But generally, that's the scene over there in Mayapur. You're there. You're from there. You don't notice. How long have you been? It used to be.
Years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was there from, I was going every summer from 1992 until 2000 or so. Then I haven't been over there much after that. But that was his bhav then. And it was amazing. How many different shades of yellow? Radharani would have all different dresses, but Madhav, he was a big Madhav. Anyway, it's nice. But that's not standard, so I guess they kind of. Some pressure was there. There's Bhav Seva and then there's Ritual Seva. So sometimes you have to coordinate the two. So we're talking about this tilak, Radharani's tilak. It washed off due to the perspiration and of her furious intimate sporting with Krishna. And the Goswamis describe our Giriraj Govardhan. They use a very nice verse in Vrajavati Chintamani. They say that Giriraj is like the tilak, that the whole mountain of Giriraj is like the tilak on the face of Vrindavan. It's a very nice meditation, like the tilak mark on the face of Vrindavan. And of course now they have these drone cameras that go up in the air and take an aerial view. It's a little strange, but I don't think there's any need for that. But then you can really see how Giriraj is a tilak. He's like a long tilak, dark tilak. And he's described like that. They glorify Giriraj. They call him the Kasturi Tilakam. Giriraj is a Kasturi Tilakam of Vrindavan. Like tilak, it's the long line. You know, the whole Vrindavan is like the mukh, the face, and the tilak is Govardhan. Very nice imagery and metaphor. And then, so they have tilak marks, I'm making a note here, they have different purposes, such as enhancing the beauty and attraction of the face, and they also identify one as a worshipper of Vishnu or Shiva, or the particular Vaishnav parivar or family that one is taking diksha in, like the Nupura, the famous Nupura tilak of Shamananda, which is kind of round, comes down the nose, and there's a little bindi in the middle of it, which represents a little bell inside. An ankle bell is a round circle with a little smile in it, a little hole in it, and inside the hole is a little bead. So that hole of the ankle bell, and then the bead, that's what their tilak is. It's called Nupura tilak, which means ankle bell. And the Vaita Parivar is supposed to be a banyan. Banyan leaf. It's supposed to look like a heart. I'm not very good at it. I think tilak. And this is part supposed to look like a heart. And then Nityananda Vamshit's, or Nityananda's Parivar, devotees initiated in the line of Nittai, or Nityananda. Their tilak is bamboo leaf. So in this way, you must have seen the South Indian Ramanuja tilak. And then Vrindavan, most of the Goswamis, they were this red line or so. They were like a red line, Radharaman. That's so many different types of tilak. So it indicates your group or where you're from. And it indicates the lady, it used to indicate the lady's social position, whether she was married or unmarried. And it also announces or proclaims one's identity. So kasturi or black means that, because Radharani also wears kasturi bindu. Where? Point. Point with your finger. She has a kasturi bindu. Here. And Krishna's Kaviraj says in Govinda Lilamrita that the kasturi bindu, it's not exactly tilak down there, but kasturi bindu on the chin of Radharani looks like a bumblebee resting on a golden lotus petal. And when Krishna sees that bumblebee, sometimes Krishna, when he meets Radharani, he kisses her chin, and he takes, and Radharani says, "What are you doing?" He said, "I didn't do anything. I just got near your face. I just came near your chin. And when that black bumblebee saw this blue lotus flower, it just jumped on my face. I didn't kiss you. I didn't kiss you. I just got near you. And that black bumblebee sitting there, which is your kasturi bindu decoration, shringar, it saw this beautiful little lotus flower on my face and all this nectar of my mukaravinda, my lotus mouth, and it just jumped in my mouth. I'm sorry." So this is the Madhurya Ras, Hasya Ras, the Hasya Ras within the context of the Stai Rati. This is laughter, it's funny, it's a joke. So it's Agona Ras of Hasya, joking, laughter, as a subservient to the Stai Rati of Madhurya, conjugal loving exchanges. So this is a very sweet thing about kasturi, because the verse says, "Kada kasturi, kasturi yas tilakam, bhuya rachita." When will I paint this Kasturi Tilak. So when Radharani wears this Kasturi Tilak, she also has Kasturi here. One description of Radharani's Kamyantra Tilak is that first she applies them between her Madhya Bru, between her two eyebrows, she puts a red dot of kunkum. And surrounding the red dot of kunkum are small dots of chandan, sandalwood. Then below that red dot of kunkum, like almost like a figure eight, you know, figure eight, number eight. Below that is a larger dot of kasturi, and then that's surrounded by chandan. And it's different. It's called Kamyantra Tilak. So Radharani has a kasturi bindu tilak, as we're seeing here that the mandri is expertly painting this kasturi tilak on Radharani's forehead, which washed away due to her perspiration of her exertion and her exchanges with Krishna in the Kunja Lila. So this, when Radharani wears this tilak, as I mentioned, tilak has significance. It identifies our parivar, or it identifies our social position, married or unmarried, or sati or not sati, or this Shamananda Sampradaya, or Goswami Sampradaya, or Radharaman, or this or that. Similarly, when Radharani wears the kasturi tilak, which is applied very carefully by the nimble and deft fingers of the mandris, what does that tilak proclaim? That Radharani is a member of the Nityananda Parivar or the Advaita Parivar? No. What that kasturi bindu proclaims is that it announces to the world that Sham, that dark musk or kasturi complexion coward boy, belongs to me. Mamata, he is mine. Krishna is mine. And the Vipaksha Sakhi, Chandravali, and Padma, and Shaibya, they have Tadiya Bhav. There's Mamata Bhav and Tadiya Bhav. Mamata Bhav means Krishna belongs to me. Krishna is mine, mine, and mine alone. And Chandravali thinks, I belong to you. Tadiya Bhav. I belong to you. I belong to him. So that's different, because Krishna might say, you think you belong to me, but I don't think you belong to me. I know I belong to Radharani. It's like some boy, he may think, oh, I really love this girl, I'm really attracted to this girl. Then you ask the girl, what do you think of this boy? I could care less about him. So he's all excited about this lady, and then you ask the lady, and she's, no thanks. So Chandravali is saying, yes, I belong to Krishna today, at least I hope so, I think so, maybe. But Radharani doesn't have any doubts. She says, there's no samshaya, it's Krishna's mind. It's dong, kasturi bindu. And when the mandri is painting that on Radharani's face, she has so much mamata bhav, bhav tadatmi with Radharani. Yes, Radharani, I know what this means to you. I know what this kasturi bindu means to you. I know what it means to me. And I know what it means to him, Krishna. So I'm very expertly, this is like the flag, the Jayadwaj raised above the temple to flap in the wind. Yes, this is a Vishnu temple with a Vishnu, with a chakra on it. Or this is Hanuman Dwaj on Arjuna's chariot with Hanuman flapping. So when the mandri is painting, she puts, my Radharani, my Ishwari Radharani. She is the Ishwari. Vrindavan Ishwari, Krishna Praneshwari, Mama Ishwari. She's my Ishwari and Krishna Ishwari and Vrindavan Ishwari. She is my mistress, the queen, the ruler of Krishna's heart and my heart and all of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Ishwari Radharani ki jai. So this is why this tilak reminds Radha of Krishna in two different ways. Now, when the mandri is putting this kasturi tilak, that's line three, it reminds Radharani of Krishna in two different ways. First, it's a signal and a symbol and a message to the entire world. Especially, it's a message, a loud and clear beating of a dunduvi drum. Dunduvi drum means kettle drum. Dum, dum, dum. Listen. Chandravali. Krishna is mine. 100%. Certified. Tong. Kasturi Bindu. But it has two functions. One is, besides that, the communicative function and the news and message that it sends to the world. But then the second message it sends is that Krishna is mine and I belong to Krishna. And it reminds Radharani of Krishna in two ways. The first way is that this is Kasturi. Kasturi means musk, and musk is dark black in color. So when Radharani sees that, when she looks in the mirror, oh, Shamsundar, this beautiful golden face, or this beautiful, the meeting of this golden face and this Kasturi Bindu will be the meeting of Radha with Shamsundar. So it reminds her of Krishna's complexion. And then when you have some oil, some sugandhi, some Thakurji's itara in your ear, then you're smelling that gulab or mogra or kevra or kasturi, you can smell. So when Radharani has his, when the mandri paints the kasturi bindu on Radharani's forehead, then Radharani, when she smells that tilak, that kasturi bindu, it reminds her of the fragrance of Krishna's transcendental divine form. Because Krishna's form in different parts of his body, it smells like a combination of musk, aguru, kaphar, and sandalwood. Different parts of his body have different smells. So this is the line 3 is explaining this beautiful service and this combination. All these things are being done with this kasturi tilak that the mandri is applying on the forehead of Radharani. So now we can ask, Now we'll ask the question tomorrow, because we're out of time. Radharasura Nidhi Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jatendra, come, you're going to do some service. You're going to serve all these devotees. Here, take your Raja's prasad and you give everybody a little bit of sattvic prasad. Yeah, you and everybody give me one. Thank you.